Bob Arsenal.
Here.
Michelle Arsenal.
Here.
Al Austin.
I'm the bank.
What'd he say?
He's here.
Bob Blint.
Here.
Johnny Betts. Jack Bogarski. Corey Bowen.
Here.
Jeff Bryant.
Here.
William Chicardi.
Are you too?
Yeah, right.
See, you did say hello.
Randy Clark. Crystal Clevenger.
Here.
Tara Kahn. Chris Cole. Carl Decker.
Here.
Tony D'Esso.
Here.
Joe Downey.
Here.
Rocky Failing.
Yeah.
Shelly Failing.
Oh, I'm here.
Will Ferguson.
Surprise.
Gene Gaylord.
Here.
Will Haberlin.
Here.
Paul Harkus. Ron Hinkle.
Here.
Betty Hull.
Here.
Butch Hughes.
Here.
Tom Hunt.
Here.
Troy Kay.
Here.
Ryan Kelly.
Here.
Chris Kelly.
Nope.
John Klugo.
Here.
Tommy Law.
Here.
Joe Mabb.
Here.
Dan Main. Andre Marcoux. Nate Martin.
Here.
Lou Martino.
Here.
Mark Martino. Michael Martino.
Here.
Hunter Metzler.
Here.
Holy cow.
Matt Metzler.
Here.
Pat Metzler.
Here.
John Metzler.
Brian Neemans. Brian Neemans.
Oh, he did? He was here, though.
Yes.
Roddy Neeson. John Olat. Chad Pulver.
Here.
Dave Rankins. Billy Rohr.
Oh.
Rick Rosa.
Here.
Edward Rosa.
Here.
Jonathan Schmidt.
Here.
Is that a new guy?
Joy Schneider.
Here.
Ron Schneider.
Here.
Carlos Scott. Tom Seaman. Dave Secor.
Here.
Jimmy Sharp.
Here.
Jay Temez.
Here.
George Taylor.
Charlie Webster.
Here.
Okay, we're doing a revote on Vice President and Sergeant at Arms. Everybody should have a ballot. If you don't have one, there's one up on the corner of the table.
The ones that were handed in the other night, are they already counted for?
There are some pens out there somewhere. Very official, can you tell?
Why don't you give it to you? It's
so bad,
isn't it?
Oh, John, I'll do it then. They were giving them to him, so.
I'm happy we're giving it back.
They're paying me good to do that.
Thanks, sir.
You're welcome.
Not mom, I'll tell you, you know that.
for your age.
I only voted three times. Nice, that's a way to get it done, huh? How's 50-50 going?
Thank you.
Anybody else want 50-50?
I do.
It's your Powerball.
Yeah, can you imagine that?
Powerball.
Yeah, we have something. Open up our old mall or something.
Right here?
Yeah.
That's what we do tonight with the other half of my Powerball.
Yeah. Hang on to all the two betting files.
I don't know. Just a bit.
You win, Mark?
$1,000,000 baby.
$5?
$5.
Unless you want to do a dashboard.
That's the only way I'll buy you new ones.
I take the money. What do you put the money in there? Can you just hand it to me? The ticket's got to go in here.
It's over there in the big bucket. The Powerball.
The money's not even going all the right direction.
Oh, my God. I won't do it again.
Probably.
Thanks.
It's sad. I think you know how to
That's food screaming.
So you're gonna sit here, we're gonna wait for your
check.
Can
you
ever
come?
You
would have
never
come.
The month that we did that drill, they did over $100,000. Just that month. 16, but our total for the year with 5 is $21,000.
5 from the house to house.
Yeah, $21,000. So we are like, with the years we have spent, we're over 75,000.
70 or 75?
75. If you want to tell them now, later.
What do I do with that?
Sergeant at Arms? They wrote it in.
You can, but they didn't check it. So you can just count it down?
Yeah, as a write in, Betty, they haven't necessarily got to check it. They wrote it down.
Okay.
Okay, we're going to do the treasurer's report while we're counting up votes. And that is Shelly now.
Yeah. This is all different for me, folks, so bear with me. So, beginning savings account beginning balance on... Was that supposed, I think that's supposed to be...
All right, supposed I'm all, to be 12.
Thanks. I feel better now. On 12-1, it was $49,485.02. And I'll get better, I promise. ECR fund in interest, $282, dues, $1,235. The basket is here, $760. I want to say any money that we took in at the very end, I just got that money tonight, so that'll show up on the next report. Donation for more repairs, $72. Christmas party, $36 from two people that paid. ECR donation, $20. So total in, $2,125.82. 50-50 cash in from the 50-50, $72. ECR paid out, reimbursed Jake for the lawnmower repairs, $265.95. Reimbursed Billy Rohr for the Christmas food for families, $231.95. December interest for Robert Mink Jr., $90. Kinderhook Elks Christmas party, out of the ECR account, $868.73. The bartender was $100. Total paid out, $1,556.63. Raffle fund, the hospice donation, $12,664.89. That was the raffle fund. Hospice paid out, again, for the donation, $3,335.11. So those two amounts total to 16. 50-50 paid out for the Christmas party, $1,353.60. Savings account ending balance on December 31st was $32,772.61, $750 in a checking account. So total ECR funds,
$33,522.61.
Motion, we accept the
treasurer's report. Correct. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Betty, did you get that?
No.
No. We got it.
Not
first
yet.
First was Jill, second. Last one.
Ron, you want to tell them what Steve Manning called you for?
Yeah. I got a phone call yesterday from Steve Manning with the month that we did the drawing, the raff that we awarded him the check and all that stuff. Just that month alone, they've had a pretty good year. Basically, what he told me was almost the best year they ever had. Over $100,000. And he also informed me between what we get, the money that we gave him with the other fundraiser we did for hospice.
Hogs for Hospice.
Hogs for Hospice. We were $18,000. So in the years that we've worked for hospice, we've exceeded $75,000.
How many years did that family
get? This is our...
That was our fourth. We did
third year.
12, right?
Third year.
That's
this is our
years.
Third year. Yeah. This is our... This was
this
our...
This was our fourth year, wasn't it?
I think it was our fourth.
Yeah.
I think we started in 12 because I made that sign up. I thought it said
12. Is it four?
Yeah.
But anyways...
$75,000 in 4 years.
$75,000 over $75,000.
That's pretty
in 4 years.
Yes, it is.
And it's all you sitting here and what we do, and just for me and everybody sitting up here, I want to thank you for everything, the work, and all that. And it's been a real pleasure, a lot of work, but I want to thank you guys. Everybody, a round of hand.
We're doing this just a touch out of order. Betty's counting up the rest of those things. I also wanted to say real quick that I don't know who heard it, but Holly Tanner did a little radio show and mentioned East Coast Riders. Out of 10 people, was the eighth as the most influential people in Columbia County. So that's a pretty good kudos from her. And I sent her a little text quick and said thank you, and she sent one back and said that we deserved it and that it was a plug for us, for some of the Hudsonites who yell and scream when we rev our motorcycles a little too hard, but that was out for everybody. So she said anytime. She's got a lot of friends in East Coast Riders over the years, and anytime. So I thought that was pretty good of her, too.
Do you guys know about when we met with the police department and all that stuff?
No.
That's all. That's all the same stuff, too, as far as the people was.
Yeah, we did meet with the sheriff's department down in Hudson also. A bunch of us went down. There was like 25 bikes. He wanted us to be there while he took some photographs and got some of our input about the safety. He was putting the stickers on the back of the cars. I think that's going to be out in May.
Yeah.
March or May, he said that it's going to be a press release and we would see it out there. And there was a bunch of us, and the abate also was there. It was really both of them together, so he appreciated everything that we did, too.
Good.
Okay, so we got our numbers in. So close, it's not even funny. Rick is the vice president. Troy is the sergeant of arms. When I say so close, I mean so close. So, congratulations to Rick and Troy. Okay. Okay, good.
What's that?
You can go sit with wifey.
I can go sit in the back. Cool.
Check them out. Yeah. Betty, can you do the secretary's report? Oh, wait a minute. 1 second. Guys, we need to give a huge round of applause for the guy to the right of me and everything that he's done for the past however many years, 5 years anyways, in this seat, and a charter member through all the different things that we've done over the years with purchasing land, with... I mean, there's just so much stuff. The Boy Scouts and the Hogs for Hospice and JJ's, all the things that we have accomplished together as a group. He's been the boss for a long time. And hopefully I can be close to him. But I need a round of applause for Ronnie.
Mark said, you know, you see a lot of, been through a lot of stuff. Not just me, you know. It's, yeah, I'm the guy with the wheel, but it takes a lot of input and help from all of you. And you know how I feel about that. This is, we created a family. And I don't know if you guys look or you see how much we've grown and how much respect we've earned. And we have with the community, not just in our little three area, Kinderhook, Palatia, but we've reached out a long way. It's pretty amazing. And I have nothing but pride to say that I'm a part of this and I'm going to be forever. I mean, this is a family. So I want to thank you guys for everything.
Thank you.
I'm always here, so
it's all good.
I'm going to go in the back. I don't need that room.
Nope.
Now come on back with us, people.
Oh no, I ain't never like that.
Betty, secretary's report.
Try.
Okay. Before I do this, can I just tell them what those folders are for? Or do you want to tell them?
Yep.
Hold on just 1 second. Where's Troy?
We all have it. But unless you got no one's.
Rick, don't be a dick.
Try not to be.
He's a dick.
He can't help it.
Thank you, guys.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Hi, everybody. Just, I had talked to Mark. First off, you have to bear with me. I'm not Kelly or Shelly. I'm not super organized.
Holy shit, you got me beat already with this.
So, everybody has a folder with the bylaws. We've had a lot of discussions. We've made some mistakes with the bylaws. So everyone now has a copy that was submitted with our application. And then Mark had asked me to include a couple of the etiquette things, especially for the newer members. So if we have any more stuff, I can send it to you if you keep the binders. I made them different colors, so hopefully everyone can keep track of them. So that's, if there's anything else you guys want or anything else that you think you need to be clear about things, just let me know and I'll try to get them printed up for the next meeting. Everybody had the events coming up. This is every single thing that was on the calendar with the exception of two new ones that Pat has added, which Mark has. There's extras here if there's any non-members that want one. Okay, and now I get to read these yucky minutes. Meeting called to order at approximately 7:15 by President Ron Schneider. Pledge of Allegiance conducted by Ron Schneider. Roll call was completed by President Ron Schneider. I don't know if there's 41 of 60 members present. Yep.
Okay,
I hope so. A reading of the November minutes was completed by Secretary Shelley Failing. A motion was made to accept the minutes by Ron Hinkle, seconded by Dave Rankins, and accepted by members. After the meeting of the Treasurer's Report by Treasurer Joe Downey, a motion was made to accept the minutes by Roddy Neeson, seconded by Ron Hinkle, accepted by members. Committee reports, the land committee report, the lawnmower donated by Randy has been repaired and there's a bill to be paid in the amount of $266. Ron Hinkle made a motion to pay the bill. This was seconded by Betty Holt, accepted by members. T-shirt committee, Joyce obtained some quotes to purchase beanie hats and baseball caps. For 40 baseball caps, 20 flex fit, 20 adjustable, the cost is approximately $540. For 4 beanie caps, 20 short, 20 long, the cost is approximately $333. Betty made a motion to purchase the hats for approximately $873. This was seconded by Randy Clark and accepted by members. Trailer Bike Committee. The Bike Committee will continue to seek prices on various bikes, but will probably choose to stay with the Street Glide Special. Dave Rankins also mentioned that he would like the club to look into taking the bike to Americade to sell tickets. 501c3 committee. Betty reported that she spoke with the attorney Rose and was told that we will probably hear something in about 3 more months. Website. Rick reported that the member side of the site should be up and working shortly. Rick also stated that he received about 200 pictures from Tim's run that he will be posting. Board of directors, no report. Bylaws, no report. Event committee. Betty stated that the committee met to discuss the paint and sip party and cabin fever party. Secretary Shelley Failing made a motion to move forward with setting up the paint and sip party. This was seconded by Rick Grossa and accepted by members. The club decided to hold a cabin fever party at the end of March with a chili cook-off. All chili to be made by the male members of the club. President Ron suggested it be expanded to a beast feast with different types of wild game. A possible date of March 26th was suggested, and Pat Metzler asked members for additional ideas. Safety Committee. Dave Rankins reported that 13 bikes showed up to participate in the promotional picture with the Columbia County Sheriff's Department. The picture should be released in May of 16 for Motorcycle Awareness Month. Old business. Tim's Run. It looks like there will be about 5 families. Will is still trying to obtain one more family, but there are not any specifics available. The wrapping will take place at Winding Brook on Saturday, 12/19 at 11 a.m., and the delivery will be on Sunday, 12/20. Members should meet at the Valacious Stewart's at 11 a.m. Hospice donation. After looking at the raffle proceeds and money raised at the Skeeter Creek concert, the officers suggested that the club donate $12,500 from the raffle and $3,300 from the concert and miscellaneous donations. Dave Rankins made a motion that the club donate a total of $16,000 to hospice. This was seconded by Ron Hinkle and accepted by members. New business, Valencia Winter Walk. The Winter Walk will be held on Saturday, December 12th. Members should meet at Smith Controls on Route 9H on Friday, 12/11 at 6 p.m. to decorate the trailer. Lineup for the parade will be in Holly Hills, and all members should arrive by 4:30 to line up. ECR Christmas Party. The annual Christmas party will be held at the Elks Club on December 18th at 7 p.m. Cocktail hour is 6 p.m. The party includes the member and one guest. Additional guests will be $18 per person. Annual elections were held, and this was the outcome. President, one-year term, Mark Martino. Vice President, two-year term, Ron Schneider. Treasurer, two-year term, Shelley Failing. Secretary, one-year term, Betty Holt. Sergeant-at-Arms, two-year term, Rick Rosa. Will Ferguson for lifetime member, no. Board of Directors, three positions available. Brian Kelly, L. Austin, and Tom Law will remain seated. New member prospects. Members voted to accept Mike Martino into the membership. He received his bottom rockers. 50-50 drawing, Jim Sharp won $72 and donated the winnings to the property. The meeting was adjourned by President Ron Schneider at 9:11 p.m.
Make a motion to accept the minutes.
Second. All in favor? Reports. Jake's not here. Anybody got anything from the land committee?
Road inspector.
Brian?
No, not everything.
Okay. T-shirt committee, Joyce?
Yes, I have something. The T-shirt order, I actually waylaid it because the sample hats she gave me were so similar to the old hats that I didn't want to go with them. I'm just going to pass this around because this is very similar to the hat. Just so everybody knows. So once she gets it in, I'll let her go and embroider it. I just didn't want to have the same one that we already have. So this is more like the hat. So that's it. The order is placed now. So stop, start the order, stop the order. Started,
so it's behind. I don't have it yet.
She doesn't have much of a selection in the store, so I have to wait for her to get a couple hats in. And
trailer committee. Rocky or anybody? Everything okay with the trailer? I know that we just got registration in.
Who's got it?
Yeah.
Got it?
I think it's at Ron's. That's at your house, Ron? No?
It's at Jake's.
All right. And Jake's not here. Okay. No, and you just got the registration for it?
I have the registration. Who has it?
It's at Jake, so we'll hang on to it for right now.
The former secretary didn't lose the registration this year.
But she gave it up quick.
I did. I wanted to make sure I didn't lose it.
We got any new news on 501(c)(3), Betty?
Shelley or Joe got a letter. Is there any chance I can get a copy of that to send to Rose and ask her about it?
Yeah,
other than that, I haven't heard anything from the lawyer.
I'll scan it and email it to you.
Okay.
But it's still on its store.
Yeah, she hasn't contacted me asking for more information.
It's from August 28th, so.
Oh, that was only like a month after we sent it in.
Right, saying that they received it.
Oh, okay.
That it would have been processed within 90 days if they didn't have issues.
But she said on their website it says it's 180.
Bylaws? Ronnie Hinkle, anything?
None. Nothing. I'm just looking at them.
How they look?
You'll have something tomorrow.
Pat, events committee?
Nothing really new. I wanted to let everybody know that we made, it looks like, $25.70 on the tickets for both raffles together, the vacation and the cruise raffle. We're still looking for a place. We have a few irons in the fire for the paint and sip, but it looks like we're going to probably have to push it out more towards the end of February now, just because of timing purposes. We just can't seem to find the right venue for it.
A place to have it because of the
alcohol and, you know,
crazy
we want
women.
To try and keep it in the Valencia area, Kindhook area, because that's kind of what the whole thing's about, is to bring the community in.
Just so you know, I sent, I talked to Pat and Mark. We sent letters to the Village of Valencia asking for them. They have a meeting on Tuesday night and asking them to allow us to have it at the school up by Barnwell.
Martin H. Klein.
They said that with the liquor might be an issue. I also, had mentioned that I call our OMI, which I did, and I'm still working on that. But they said, oh, well, for weddings, we get $3,000, which obviously isn't going to happen. But I'm going to talk to them, explain what we're doing, and hopefully maybe we can have it there. So we are still looking for a place.
We're trying to do it. So, I mean, obviously, we don't want to make the profit, the money we have to pay to do it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So that's where kind of the dilemma's coming up. I mean, it'd be great if we could have it at the Elks Club, but I mean, we're not going to pay $250 to them just to have, you know.
Mm-hmm. And just so you know,
charge us $3,000.
I'm sorry.
They wanted to charge us $3,000.
Well, I just asked her if she had any idea what it costs to have functions there, and she said they do weddings, and the price for a wedding is $3,000. And I said, well, we're a not-for-profit. This is really just a meet and greet with the local community, and it would only be a couple hours. And she gave me another name of another person to contact. So I've got to email someone named Dorothy Randall, who apparently works remotely. So we'll keep looking. We'll find something. If not, Al Austin had said we could have it at Whining Brook, but we'd have to wait till it warmed up and they opened back up and turned the heat back on. So that's another option, but it was something we wanted to do in the winter. So, well, we should know in the next week if we can do this soon or not.
And there's also a few other things that we're going to add to the calendar that I found out today, actually, was the Night of Fire that we did where we sold raffle tickets, if you like, is August 4th and 5th. And I think Lions Lake Skeeter Creek is the 6th, right? So, I mean, we would be willing to set up there again because we sold 150 tickets there, and it wasn't a lot of time, really. So that, and there is a swap meet at Lebanon Valley, April 10th, and I can ask about that. I think they're first in, best spot kind of thing. So if we got there early in the morning, if we wanted to do it, it's usually like $50 for a spot, but they do go up every year. So I don't know what it is, but those are other dates and things I was thinking about. I don't even know if we'll have the raffle bike by April. I think we will.
Come into that next.
We'll talk about that next, I think. Well, yeah, we're looking into it now.
Right. We'll definitely have tickets by then.
I mean, that could maybe be our opening of the bike. And then, anyway. Other than that, cabin season party that end of March. That's really all that's going on.
And do we have a spot for that?
Sharpie was looking into, but we discussed that last meeting about doing it at Sharpie's.
Okay.
Sharpie's place?
Yeah. I thought he said he could because of the archery shoots or whatever.
Kids.
They got archery there.
Yeah.
Okay, there you go.
Oh, okay. So I guess the answer would be no.
All right, I'll look into the Rod and Gun Club, Glencadia Rod and Gun Club. I think for a small donation, they would let us use it as long as we clean up. And
Mark, can we just go back for a second to the raffles? Just so you know, I delivered the basket of cheer to the lady that won it, and she was extremely happy. I noticed that she friended our Facebook page. I did take a picture of it, but it wasn't that great, and I decided not to put it up on Facebook. But she was hauling in the bottles, and her family was pretty amazed. I don't know where they put it all when I asked them to empty my plastic bins, but I got my bins back and they went in happy. And the other people, I never was able to. We tried emailing, it didn't work. I tried calling him at home. Finally, I just printed everything out and mailed it. He called me, told me he had everything, and they were very excited to go to Florida. And they're going to report back when they get back and send pictures.
I think they work with Tina, so.
So.
Yeah, she's so
yeah. But they were really excited. I think there's they're taking their in-laws or something.
Good. Good. Well, I think that was a good thing that the committee put together for the basket of cheer and the thanks again for Betty for putting her place up. So that worked out good.
Pat got to do all the work, though.
Pat did?
Pat did most of the work, yes.
Okay, you're on for next year, Pat.
She likes those tickets.
Yeah.
No, I like to count money. No, I don't want to be trapped.
Bike committee.
All right. Dave Rankin spoke with Ronnie Cycle, and right now for a Street Glide special is $22,889 and a custom color of Cosmic Blue. I don't know if anybody's seen that color, but it's pretty darn nice. You get a sec to maybe go on the web or you're at a Harley dealership, take a look. It's a really nice blue.
Does that include the freight and handling fee?
That's what they told us is that's what they're giving. No, actually, I
so
can tell you.
So it'll be the 23,113 or whatever.
They pay the
like
tax. Yep, they pay all that when they show up.
Well, because that was my only question when I saw the email, was that shipping freight fee. Because this is cheaper than what we paid last year.
Yeah. I will double check that. I'll call and find out. We also got prices. On a Street Glide standard is, and that's without the GPS, without the custom color, is $20,399, and a Road King is $18,199, all from Ronnie's, of course. Jake and I and Dave just expressed to you that the Street Glide kind of sells the tickets itself, but we have the other options. This will be something the club will have to vote on, and again. Dave expressed interest about the Americade thing with it possibly doing it all week. We've talked to some people, but that's a pretty big on-taking that sold every ticket they had in 1 week. And the only positive, well, there's positive things to it, but is if we were to sell darn near every ticket, then that leaves our summer to be able to raise money for other things, be able to go on rides. So it's something to think about.
I also went on their Americade website and filled out a vendor thing.
Yep.
And hopefully I'll hear something back from them as well to see what they have down on the beach. And there's no prices or anything, so you'll kind of have to wait for them to get back to you.
It might be pricey.
And it might be more
be
than we want.
Going up to Warrensburg. A lot of people go to Warrensburg instead of downtown. And they have a pretty
Ronnie?
Good deal. Not a question. You know, on a bike and all that stuff, I know that the year's over. What we're assuming or what we're doing, but we didn't vote on it. We vote on it every year. Who we're working for and where it's going.
Mm-hmm.
Take on the responsibility of the money and do all that stuff without having everything in order. We need to figure out where we're going.
Okay. What about the bike? What do people think about the bike?
I'm willing to take the floor on my opinion on that. I think the costume is great, but I think when people are buying that ticket, they aren't saying, yay, it's got a GPS, and it's got all these extras. I think they're just looking at it. And I think that $2,000 more for us than for the bike, that's just my call.
I agree with you.
I don't have any more tickets, too.
Billy?
You're selling more tickets.
Your brother Rick, would more, he'd buy more tickets for that bike with the GPS. Yeah. And probably would.
But I mean, half the tickets that I sold, they didn't ask whether it was a custom or whether it was a standard. In the last 2 years, people who bought it, who won, don't even ride. So $2,000
for hospitals.
That's what I was going to say. It's the hospital.
It was the special. The biker knew what the special had in it versus the stamp.
Right. That's true.
And they didn't have to ask.
John?
You know, the bike just sells itself.
Just put it out there, that color. Any of you seen Dave's new bike? That's the color.
Cosmic blue is a very, very nice color.
You think you can sell 500 tickets in Florida?
I can sell 500 tickets in Alaska.
Just making sure.
You sell a snow cones to an Eskimo.
Ice cubes.
Dave.
We also get the $1,500 discount on the, they're going to cut $1,500 on the street light, the special and standard.
$1,500 discount for?
They gave us $1,000 last year.
I believe they're going to do $1,500 this year.
Okay.
I believe that's what I heard. That we'll find out. On the bigger bikes, on the standard and on the special. I don't know about on the road game.
Jake said it would be anywhere from like 500 to 1,500 lost by slow foot.
And as far as the cosmic blue, black.
Hardly black.
I agree with that. I want my bike.
Are you buying it from the
weather?
All right, we're going to think on this a little bit and vote on it next month because we'd like to get our bike ordered or get it to us so we can have it in April. Safety committee, Betty, you want to read those couple things from
You have them on there.
All right.
I can read them if you want to give them back to me, but I don't have them.
Dave emailed me, and he had a couple of ideas for the safety committee. Said, please review and add some thoughts. Put MSF and MRF links on our website. Also, maybe some other safety links, which Rick is working on. Second thing was raffle or giveaway a MSF course for ECR members or their family, kids, spouse, whatever, when the funds are available. Third thing was contact MSF about an ECR advanced rider course. Email them. He already emailed them to find out. Keep New York State look twice info on hand to give away at all functions. That's those yellow things, right?
Mm-hmm. The magnets and bumper stickers.
Yeah. And he said Michelle was going to help on this stuff, whether he just threw you in or you knew about it.
I knew about it.
And if they were going to keep the program, if they weren't, we may have to print some of our own. Anybody got any ideas on that? You think a safety program is a good idea?
Yeah, absolutely. Now, are you in touch with Davey Bartlett?
I can be. I have his number. Yeah.
Call him. Why don't you have him make up some helmet stickers? I know he's got a pretty good budget on this. Have him make up some helmet stickers to pass out.
Mm-hmm.
Won't cost us a dime.
Maybe Tony or Michelle can answer too. Those yellow cards that said look twice that the abate had, is that something that we can...
The lawn things or the bumper stickers or what?
The lawn ones.
The lawn ones and the bumper stickers were... The first set were out of an abate foundation. The other ones, like the ones we handed out at the fair, came from New York State DMV. The little helmet stickers that say look twice, save a life, those were made, I believe, by Abate. And they had them made with their grant for all the other stuff. That
uh-huh. So maybe I will talk to Dave about that and see if that's something that we can...
He's got a pretty good budget on this motorcycle thing. I talked to him before.
Mm-hmm. And what do you think about sponsoring a safety course?
Well, motorcycle safety course?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Look around. You ride with some of these people?
So that's a yes.
I think Rocky should be first in line.
Oh, he's not here.
He's back there.
So that's part
he's
of
here.
The
he went to get a drink. Oh, shit. Damn it.
You want to get a drink before you ride this motorcycle home.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll look into that, too, and see if that's something we can...
You know, Mark, on that, on the MSF, if anybody's interested... They can become an instructor. It's like a one-week course. They get paid to do it if they do it other places. But if, I believe if you become an instructor, you can charge and have people and give the class yourself. So if somebody has time and is interested in doing that.
And you have to have a location to be able to do that at, too?
Parking lot.
And paint the stripes.
No, cones.
We'll give them a special course out of the property.
But I was thinking if one of us became certified, that's an opportunity to, even in the community, for other things.
I think that would help us, too.
Do you have to have a collection of those little bikes that you
No, no, this is a UB, no, that's a different thing. The MSF is for more of people are already riding. It's more of like the experienced riders, people coming back.
Okay. All right. Open business. Anybody got anything?
I got something. Oh, sorry. Go ahead. Nope.
Sergeant Devon, you go first.
The 13th of February, the Rattlers at Hillsdale House are having a party from 1 to 6. Live band, food. You know, you have to do is buy your own drinks. They're raising some money for one of their club members that are dying of cancer.
President.
The president? It is? Okay. Obviously, you heard too. So I'm just throwing it out there. If anybody wants to go down there, I'm going to personally go myself. I'd like to have a couple of my brothers go with me, you know, but I'm going and I'm flying. So if anybody wants to go, you got to be down there by 1 o'clock. You got to meet somewhere, whatever. I hope to see somebody. But if not, no big deal.
February 13th.
Thank you.
13th.
Yep. February 13th. It's on a Saturday from 1 to 6.
How much is it?
$20 a head. And that's food. That includes food, bands, ODI, okay, whatever. There's going to be playing down there. But, you know, drinks, you got to buy your own drinks because they don't want to be liable for it.
I think you're having something after that.
Yeah, and there's the clubhouse is across the street if you want to go.
Another band.
Hillsdale House.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you.
1 second. Al?
Mark, two things. First, I'd like to thank everybody for helping out with Tim's run. Another great, successful year. I want to thank you, whether you was at the run, help deliver that day, you wrap, everything went great. I want to thank you for that. The other thing, what's the chance, and we ain't got to vote on this tonight, just I want to bring up for discussion, everybody think about it. I thought we had done this once before and it kind of slipped by us. Wouldn't it be advantageous to us if we had somebody in the group that was friends or knew somebody in the Register Star that can get them the information, whether it's a picture and an article, all this information that Ronnie gave us tonight, that'd be pretty cool for the people out there to hear this, for what we've done in 3 years. You know, we shouldn't be keeping that to ourselves. Let's get that out. And I don't think it's a person that we've got to vote on.
Oh, that's Betty's job.
I've got a number for the lady at the Register Star that supposedly was going to show up at the drawing party
I
and show
too.
Up at this.
I did too. I would volunteer, but I don't get along with those people at all.
Well,
I know it's hard to believe, but I don't get along with any of them down there, so that's why I'm not volunteering to do it.
Mark.
But we should have one person that approaches them, PR, that sends them pictures and articles. They're not always going to put it in. They'd rather show a seagull sitting on a down by the water than information like that.
Mm-hmm. A lot of these newspapers now, to call them, or it's almost easier if you make like a blast list where you get four or five newspapers, and whenever we do something, you can write up a couple paragraphs and send it with a picture. And even if they don't put it in the paper, they'll put it online. But we really need to do like a blast list, which I can put together if you guys want to try that and see if we can get them, because they don't want to drive out to do a two or three paragraph article.
Even if they talk to us on the phone or whatever.
But if we can just send them a couple paragraphs of what we did in a photo, hopefully they'd have room to put it somewhere.
I called them for Tim's run, the actual run. They were going to be either at Winding Brook or when we started at the job lots. I also called them for the wrapping. I called them for the delivering. Oh yeah, we'll have somebody there. Not a problem. We got people. Nobody came to any of them.
Well, I'll do that if you like, unless someone else wants to volunteer to do it.
It would be nice to get something in the paper once in a while, not just online. Everybody doesn't go online.
Ronnie, right. Was that the same girl that was down at the sheriff's department?
Yeah.
Yes. Along with what Al had to say, when Steve, told me the numbers and all the stuff that was going on, he did say that he put out our numbers on Facebook, on their website. There was a lot of people that reached out that gave us, kudos, congrats, or whatever. Now, just for what that's worth alone is pretty cool, but maybe it's going to help us more with the recognition we need. Maybe the paper will open their eyes, too. But it's not, we're not blowing smoke up anybody's ass. We're here for real. So.
There was like 130 comments on that donation, like by noon this Saturday after we did it.
Right.
It was insane.
Right. Mark, I could call down and talk to the lady that I used to deal with the bait. She used to put stuff in the paper for us.
What paper was that?
Register Star. Okay. I can call down there. She was open to.
Yeah, you can always ask. I mean, it can't hurt to ask a bunch of people and see what we can get out there.
I mean, I can make a phone call to her.
I know that hospice did put that thing out there because I saw it, and a bunch of us on Facebook shared it. They also put us on there for the Sapphire thing that we did when we 25 of us went down to that, which was
super amazing.
It was awesome.
Yeah, thank you all.
Mark.
Yeah.
You get any numbers on that? Where she's at, or? Letters-wise, or what
nope.
It was for the day, because I couldn't pull Betty out of there with a bull truck, with a bulldozer.
Yeah, it was 34,500 that we did that day.
34,000?
Yep.
I thought I did that many.
You did not do that many, but you were close.
Sure?
That was wasn't that it, Betty? 34,000?
It was 86 boxes, and I think they said there was
400 in each box.
Holy shit.
You know, with the whole group that was there together, but we had 25 people there, so.
So think about doing millions.
And I don't know if anybody's following the posts. I've been putting them out and sharing them. There's like 2 million more, and they're actually in a warehouse in Rotterdam. They're every day.
Holy shit.
Yeah, they're and the weekend.
Last they heard, they got another 4 tractor trailers full of men.
Yeah.
They did mention us too for for helping out the ECR.
You know, and some I have to tell you, I mean, I'm sure you guys felt the same thing that day. It felt like humbling almost to read what these people were saying and to really, I mean, it touched me to think about what was going on and what this was really about. Just crazy.
I will say, though, there's some weird people. Sorry.
There are some weird people. I agree. Some creepers, too. But.
Shelly?
I have, one of my duties is, sixth grade advisor. So, I meet with the sixth grade or the whole sixth grade once a week. And so the big thing in our school right now is meaningfulness and da-da-da-da-da. It's all this touchy-feely shit. But anyway, I told the kids, I started the conversation, I want you to think about one thing you did over break, and I want you to tell me about how it felt. and I'm going to start. So what did I start with? Opening cards for Sapphire, right? And I go on this 10-minute spiel about it, and I'm like, all right, you guys talk. And they just looked at me, and they're like, really? You want me to follow? How can we top that? You know, but, I mean, they just, they thought it was the coolest thing.
Nice.
So.
Hey, Mark.
Yep.
The Divergence MC Club came to the Abate meeting last night. They're having a holiday party, and they really wanted somebody to say something here about it. They had given Tom a flyer, but he left it out in front.
Yep.
They're having a holiday party Sunday, January 30th at 7 p.m. It's going to be in Leeds at Anthony's Banquet Hall. $20 ticket in advance, $25 at the door. We're going to have food, cash bar. We're going to have Terry for a DJ. And they're going to be coming to a lot of our events and stuff. They're going to be trying to get out there to everybody's events. They want to know about any events coming up. They're a good group of people. And they'd like to see some of our people there if you can. I know Terry and Tara and Roddy are going. I don't know who else.
But. Well, I think it's a good thing, too, when the other groups are asking us to be part of their stuff and coming to our stuff also.
Yeah, they specifically said to say it at our church, they said. So I guess this is church.
They have a Facebook.
Boy Scouts, yeah. Boys and girls, yeah.
They have a Facebook page, so if you need tickets, you can contact them on Facebook, or I know where I can get tickets, so.
Okay.
Hey, Mark.
We might need to have another.
One last thing, I'll shut up. I'm in favor of people that sell a lot of tickets like John did, do something for them. I think it's great. But we don't do enough. Last year, we had a tie. Was there a tie this year at all of the people selling tickets? Was there any ties?
No, there was three winners.
Wasn't
anybody? I heard there was also a tie for
nobody close. We're sending them to Florida.
I was just curious. Last year there was a tie, I think. Wasn't there, if I remember right?
I remember myself.
I heard there was a tie this year also.
Okay, well, I'll look into it, and we'll see what we need to... If it's a tie, I mean, that's a pretty simple thing to...
Yeah, we do the same thing for
you. Yep, yep. Agreed. Anybody else got anything on old business? New business? Okay. What else we got? You got anything, Betty?
The numbers.
Huh?
Got these. The new numbers stuff. That's it. I think that's it.
New numbers.
That's it.
Actually, I heard there was two people that sold 100 tickets.
Which one are
we
going
to
do first?
Do what?
Yes, we
have
to leave.
Yep. Okay. Bob Arsenal, can I get you to leave the room? Go up in the front.
Get out of here.
Hang out for a couple seconds, and somebody will come and get you.
Should his wife leave, too?
Huh?
Should his wife leave, too?
I don't know.
Can't talk about him when she's here.
Keep going.
No, so it's
Bob is up to get voted on. Anybody got anything good, bad? Wife excluded?
Yes.
Seems like a pretty good dude. Never been in trouble.
Okay. Yeah, I think they're good members.
Mm-hmm.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Troy, can you grab him?
Who made the, before you do that, Michelle, what size shirt does he need? Large or extra large?
Extra large.
All right, you gotta take one of those out of the bag.
I said it. I knew I had that part right because I had it written on the sheet.
Who made the motion? Was there a motion? No.
Take the large one.
Yes.
Well, he really kept walking. He scared him. Don't they have to be here now to do that?
Chad, you need to take off too.
I can't walk out to have a cigarette fast enough.
Well, the problem is this is not specifically, so this is not a patching in.
We got two members that are up for getting patched in. One of them is Al. Al's not here tonight. The other one is Shad. Shad first. Anybody got any opposition to voting Shad in?
Yeah, he's had DWI. He's got in trouble. He's getting no vote from me.
Okay. Anybody else?
I think he's a pretty good kid, man. He's stood right up down at the property, kicked right in, helped out with a lot of stuff. Seems to have a pretty good attitude. We all make mistakes.
I think he's just had a family issue.
I think he's pretty good. He's always been there for me.
I got a 2-6 on my bike going to the bar.
Okay, all of us can get in trouble. I don't care who you are or what you do, including your Billy.
You know, see me get DWI. Well, I hit the club.
Put it to vote.
Shit happens.
He's got no vote.
Oh, this guy, you know, he worked his ass off trying to help.
He's a good kid, man.
And he's a good kid. He meets criteria. He shows up to meetings. He rides. Ain't no different than me.
Joyce.
I'm just going to agree. I was just simply kind of blurted out. You know, I made my mistakes. Yes. Dan's a good kid. He's going through a lot right now.
Yes.
You know.
And I don't think we should turn our back on him.
He's an all right kid.
It's not like it even happened when he had his patches on. Mm-hmm. I mean, it might be a different issue if it was when his patches were on, but.
If anything, we need to suck him in tighter.
I was looking to my patch. I was no goddamn angel either. I was worse than he was.
Who's sponsoring him?
Ron, right?
Ron.
Ron,
yes, yeah.
Of course I'm responsible for it. Let's sit here and listen to stuff and see what's going on.
I'd just like to say there's a lot of role models in this room. To turn your back on them when this kid needs the people that are in this room is not a good thing. He needs you people.
We need to vote on this. It's going to be easier if I just ask for nays.
Mark.
Yeah.
I just want to say I'm his sponsor. Billy said what he said, and ain't no finger pointing, no nothing. There's a good bit of people that's in this room that growing pains and all that stuff can fuck up, whatever. But going through a hard thing. I don't know if you guys know, which may or may not affect how you vote, is that his ex-wife is part of, what is that, that bike club?
Another group, yeah.
The Bishop. And he was getting thumped very heavy by them. That he had to leave her to house, and he had to live on a sidewalk, and blah, 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 back and forth. So you get wound up and party, you want to have a good time, you get caught. I stand by him myself. That's just me.
I'll stand by him too.
I'll stand by him. So.
Okay.
He's there and he's there for his kids. That's
a
something right there.
Yep. All right. All for Shad in favor?
Aye.
Yeah, would you count, Betty, please?
Keep them up.
You got four here at the table.
I have 29.
Nose. Shad's in.
Good.
I'd also like to, real quick, Troy, I want to ask about Al, too, not to leave him out in the cold, but... Can't vote on him because he's not here?
They did that to me 6 months without because I wasn't here.
Just so you know if he's going to be able to be coming to any Friday meetings or...
I don't think so. I have no idea.
Yeah, that's why I just put it to the top.
All right, well, we're going to have to wait till next month on that.
Yeah, there you go.
You can call him in.
Mark?
Yeah. Yep.
How did Shad get patched before me? He was a month after me.
Don't know, but I will look up that also tonight.
Yeah, there was a question of when I started, whether it was July or August. Definitely, we've had that conversation with Al. It was going to be Al, me, and then Chad.
So, listen, all I can say, and I've been questioned on this before, when I get the paperwork, I sit down and I look at the paperwork and I count. So if you gave me your paperwork at the social meeting in June, I count July, I August, September, October.
I never left. That's bullshit.
Yeah, you are.
Well.
You're sitting there going, I'm not getting patched. And I've been to every meeting but one when I was in the hospital and couldn't be here. Hold on. I mean, what the hell?
Okay, we have somebody sitting outside the door, and I don't think this is an appropriate time for the conversation. Zip it.
Let's look into it.
Your time will come. Wait for your turn. Wait for your turn to speak. You have enough respect for the man sitting outside the door. Keep your mouth shut and address yourself.
Let me look into it, Tony, and see. I don't know. It's brought up right now, so let me check.
Here's the date right here. Patched
right,
in right next to his name.
Sorry.
So, I don't know.
April.
February's
been patched. I'll ask. Don't leave,
Tom. Don't leave,
God. He does great.
Shit. Let him in.
I got
it. Yeah. I think he brought this up before.
Put your pants up, boy.
Betty, you're going to find it in that binder when they fill out the paperwork.
Okay. So congratulations.
I'll check it when I get home and I'll call
you. You know how I gave you the binder?
Yeah, no, I know.
It had two manila folders in it. Mm-hmm. Not last year's manila folder, but the manila folder before would be the original paperwork.
No, I know where it is. I'll look.
And it'll have the original date on it.
Can you give me that back, though, just so I don't lose that? Thank you.
Did he leave or is he just...
I don't know. I hope he didn't come up. All right, I'm going to check on... Anybody got anything else?
Yes.
Okay.
Position. Last summer. He was in... Had got his t-shirt before he got his body rocked. He took off and didn't make any of the meetings, and he was part of the thing saying that we were nothing but fake, wannabe, whatever. And he disappeared, he was gone for 3 months, and then wanted his t-shirt and his bottom rocker. We made him wait. It took him out of his cycle period with Shad. He doesn't get his color. He's got to wait.
Okay.
I have an issue with it. Is he whipped by Jay in the ass? That's just me.
All right.
I've got an issue. I've got an issue.
If he gets up and has an attitude like that in front of everybody, there is an issue.
We
have respect.
Yep. Yep, should have been something that was quiet.
Yep.
We got anything else?
I do.
Dave?
It was brought to my attention something about a chili cook-off?
Yep.
Yes.
What is that, man?
End of March.
We're working for 26th, tentatively.
Did you get a packet, Dave?
But women can't do it.
Did you get a packet?
No, the guys have
one
to do
the folders.
It. Awesome.
Did everyone here get a folder? Because if not, I have more.
That's got all the dates in it.
Oh, thank you.
The idea is, Chris, to let the men feed us.
One last thing.
We'll do our own chili sometime.
I don't know if anybody saw on Facebook, Mike Gall, if anybody knows him.
What's
that? Real sick. Been in St. Peter's Hospital for like 3 months. He's trying to get home to be on hospice.
But it's all in the pit.
He's got a GoFundMe account.
But if, you want to do it
if anybody wants to help out.
Where is he?
Mike Wall is from Stuyvesant Falls.
That takes a percentage.
Yeah, they already started it though, so it's not our deal.
We should do it. Aside as a GoFundMe. That way he gets it all.
What's he got? Cancer, Mark?
Yes.
Yes.
Just saying. If you want him to get it all, do it aside.
It's not done.
Well, maybe what we'll do is we'll take up a hand collection at the next meeting and see if we can give him something on his own, you know, give him something outside of GoFundMe.
Well, he's coming home to hospice, so I don't know if he's going to have a mom.
Okay. Are we doing a social meeting next Saturday, next Friday?
I think he said the following week.
Yeah. Well, we'll be prepared to give something maybe at the social meeting if you want to do it. If you want to give something tonight, then you can give something tonight. We'll make sure he
because
gets it.
5 weeks in this month, so we can do it in 2 weeks instead of next
American
week.
American Cancer Society is really good about shit like this.
Mm-hmm.
For this, if he went and talked to the American Cancer Society, they'll give you just about anything you need. I mean, what's he need to get on?
I don't really know for sure. I know that they had his daughter was doing this for him so that they could bring him home because he wanted to be at home.
I mean, if he just wants to get home and die,
yep.
He should go through the ACS, American Cancer Society, because they have, especially this time of year, they have all kind of programs. They have
Well, I guess he's getting hospice, but what they're saying is they need someone to be with him all day when they're working. So
he
they really
no
need
insurance.
The care.
Right.
Yeah.
He lost everything when he got sick. So
they're trying to save up $10,000. They got $1,700 there and some change they've already saved up, and they need home care. The hospice people should be there.
They're not there full time. They're only a couple hours a day.
They only go in and out. That's all they do. They want to hire private duty. That's what they're trying to do. And for you guys that don't know him, you know, he's a really good guy. He's local.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we all, those that do know him, know that he's a good guy. And, you know, they're struggling. The wife and the daughter are working to try to keep up with things at home right now. He doesn't have a job. He's lost all his benefits because he doesn't have a job. No insurance, no nothing. And
he should have Social Security disability or something.
3 years. It takes a while
for that. Yeah. For the union. And believe me, disability ain't very much.
All right, we'll look into it. If anybody wants to make a donation, you can leave something here, and then we'll pass on the ACS to them also, Ronnie. All set? Anybody got anything else? 50-50.
I think it's 63 bucks.
You think it's 63 bucks?
It is 63.
She's a treasure.
Just check your head, you know.
I was counting and doing.
735-375.
Betty, 63 bucks to the winner.
Yeah, yeah.
You better verify that. He sold them.
Yeah, he's got it.
So, see, now I never get to pick anything because I can't vote. You can donate that to the spring party there, please.
Cabin Fever
Party?
Yeah. Okay. Do I need a new line item for that, Joe? Do I need a new line item for that? He wants to donate it to the Cabin Fever Party.
I don't know. That's the treasurer's decision.
That would be great.
Oh, that's it. Okay.
You better.
You heard what I was saying. I don't know. But what I know.
All right, we're all set. Thanks, guys.
I'll make a motion.
I'll make a motion.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Thank you.
If you purchase the name patch, please come pay me for it.
Yeah, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
We'll work on it.
You're not a winner. Sorry, dude. I'm a loser, too.
No, no.
That's right.
Yeah, we sold it.
Hold on.